Hey, fun friends, this is Eric, and you're listening to the Tip Tap Tip Show, because we're super nice, and I'm here with Michelle.
No, and I'm here with Eric.
Oh, Michelle's here with me, because we're super fun and super nice, not like the last time.
Yay!
Not like the last time when we started the show like a bunch of idiots.
That's how you started the show last time, like an idiot, not me.
But we're being super nice.
You always start the show. I'm getting jealous. I want to start the show.
Okay, hold on. Let's try this again.
Hi, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Rochelle, and I am here with my guest, Eric.
Yay! I'm on the internet.
And he'll just be here for this one show.
Yay!
And then I'm kicking him off.
I'm on the internet. Is that better? Do you like that better? Like the ring of that better? Are you going to start doing shows from now? And
I'm going to take it over.
Oh, okay. I see how this works.
Yep.
I push buttons. I set up the equipment. I plug stuff into other stuff.
Yeah.
And I put it on the internet. But because you get more voicemail messages than me.
No, because we've done, what, like 60-something episodes.
This is number 65.
And you have been introducing the show for 65 episodes. So,
final.
I think it's my turn.
Yeah, final. I'll give you one.
And
then we can get back.
No, I get to do it.
And then you can have your little fun, and then we'll get back to being fucking professionals again after this show.
No, you know what?
What?
If you're going to be that way, I'm just going to go away and never be on the show again.
That's not good.
I know, that's why you should let me introduce it. At least until, like, episode 100.
I'm sure we'll get there eventually. It's only going to be probably another few more months or so.
Yeah, we're already at 65, so I'm actually being really nice.
Oh, no, we're not doing this again. Okay.
I think we overkilled that in the last show.
Okay, look what I'm doing. I'm closing this window so I can not play this again for the grade.
That's probably a good idea.
This is something I found on the internet. Actually, Mason. I think Mason was the one who sent me this. What it is the Calgary Police, Calgary being, of course, the totally awesome city we live in, has a website in which they can display any crimes which have happened in any sort of area over the course of the last week, the last month, or the last 6 months. Now, I'm not going to tell you where I live, stalkers, fuck off, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up our neighborhood, and we're going to see what crimes have occurred there within the last week. So going down to, I think, is that our neighborhood, Rochelle?
Yeah.
And then going to check off arson, assault, attempted murder, commercial break-in, homicide, residential break-in, robbery, sex offense, theft, theft from vehicle, vandalism, and vehicle theft. Now I'm going to click on the button which says refresh map. And what that does is once I click that, it lets me know and lets Rochelle know what crimes have happened in our neck of the woods over the course of the last week. So clicking on refresh and let's time to get paranoid. All right. What do we have here? We have coming up on the...
Let's do it like the closest to our place working out.
Okay. So the closest to our place, I'm guessing, is probably...
That way.
No, that's our avenue, and this is our street. So I'm guessing this little green guy down here.
No, we're not there. Are we there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So, unfortunately, there's not really a lot of details.
Yeah, that sucks. Okay, so it just says vandalism, 2009, so February 23rd, 2009. Who cares about vandalism?
All right.
Let's find something good.
All right, good. We have... what is this blue one over
residential
here?
Residential
assault. Assault occurred on
February 25th, 2009.
Okay. So what this tells me is that...
I don't see any... Like, there's a lot of purple ones, which means theft.
Purple or theft. This pink guy over here is commercial break-in. And do we have any, like, murder?
What's that? Oh, that's vehicle theft. That one right there.
Yeah, vehicle theft there. So let's compare. Where should we go here?
What's that one?
This purple guy down here is just plain old theft. Nothing extraordinary.
Because that's right next to my salon.
But it doesn't say, if it was next to your salon, it would say commercial theft. Commercial break-in.
Residential theft. What's that big green one?
Oh, the one that says two? There were two incidents near here. Two cases of vandalism, both occurring on February 24th. That's...
Oh, there's assault.
Oh, okay, assault. Now, I'm guessing. Okay, that looks like it's near the bottle depot near the Gross Street.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe somebody wanted more bottles than the other guy. Anyways, moving along. So that is our neighborhood over the last week.
Let's go that way a little bit.
Thing is,
we are only over there.
Only does one district at a time. So let's go to.
Let's go to the northeast.
Oh yeah, actually, I'm gonna go to my old neck of the woods when I was growing up, Falcon Ridge. Let's see what was going on.
Oh, there's gonna be lots of murders there.
Falcon Ridge over the course of the last week. Refresh map, and blip. Yeah, not much going on there.
Well, that's because you're just saying that you're just doing it for a week. You have to do it for, like, at least a couple months or a year.
Well, we can only go as far as 6 months.
We'll do 6 months.
Okay, then. Last 6 months in Falcon Ridge Refresh.
Whoa! There you go.
Yeah, but if you take any place over the course of the last 6 months, like, take our neighborhood. If I go back to our neighborhood...
I don't think it would be that much.
I bet you it's more. Want to bet? 6 months. Clickety-click, Barbatrick, and... Oh, shit. Oh,
wow, yeah. It is a lot more. Let's see if there's... Oh, there was arson. What's arson?
Lighting shit on fire.
Yeah, like arson right there. Quite a few assaults. Oh, what's that pink one?
That pink one is just commercial break-in.
That one.
That one is commercial break-in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is there any sex offenders? Oh, look right there.
Sex offenders is that kind of burgundy color there is.
Yeah. Sex offense. Three incidents of... Oh, no, that's vandalism.
If we click on... Oh, two...
Two incidents of sex offense. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so...
And then there's one right there, too.
Well,
what is yellow? Residential break-in.
Yeah, residential break-in.
What is murder? Where's murder?
Murder is like bright red. Oh. So it will be very easy to spot.
I know, but there is none. That, why?
Wait, let's go over here.
I thought there was.
And
there's. I know there's been gunshots of some sort.
And apparently not. Anyways. One would think.
Holy shit. There's tons of stuff.
This is over the course of the last 6 months. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to post this link for those listeners who do live in Calgary. You can check out your neighborhood and get very, very paranoid as to what's going on there. So what you do there is you just choose your residential neighborhood, your district, your what have you. You choose the time period, whether it's 1 week, 2 weeks, 6 months, 1 month, and press click. And you see what happens. Fun.
Wow, there's lots of commercial break-ins, too, right?
Yeah, that happens.
Look, I know there's... That's where my salon is. I know there was one right there. Oh, yeah, it just says theft.
Yeah. Rochelle's working the computer.
So I just know that there's a store that got broken into.
Oh, near your place?
Yeah.
Which store got broken into?
Yeah, that would have been it. February 22nd.
What store?
Worth.
What is that?
Clothing store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just, like, these people just smashed.
Like a smash and grab type thing?
Yeah. Huh.
Cool. Well, that's our neighborhood.
So, wow, I don't want to live here anymore. I'm scared.
Nah, we're...
Most of it's theft. Okay, so I think the best way to avoid theft is... To not own anything.
Just to be, or to be just constantly poor all the time.
Or else when you're walking out in public, try and dress like a bum.
Or just scream at things randomly, and then people will just not bother you. Go, ah, 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 and then people just not really get near your shit.
Okay, so if you're walking past somebody,
yeah.
And they look really sketchy, And you're scared that they're going to rob you. What do you do?
I straighten up my posture. I look assertive. I puff out my chest. Stick out my arms by my side, like I'm doing right now.
Like, so like a peacock? Like you're showing your feathers?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm showing that I'm not to be fucked with, essentially. I look, you know, I guess I'm taller than average, so I try and straighten up and look even taller than I am. So I think this is all.
If I straighten up my posture, then they'd be able to see my boobs. I don't think that really helps.
Yeah, it's kind of different with a guy.
Yeah, like I almost do the opposite. I actually like slouch over so that they can't see what I look like.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have a hat, I put the hat on my head so they can't. It's just so that, and I don't look at them. I look at the ground.
Have you ever been followed by a weirdo?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
No. I try not to look like I have lots of money sometimes.
There you go. That's your natural defense?
Yeah.
Cool.
If you look like you don't have any money, they're going to be like, why would they rob you?
Yeah, it's like, who's that? Well, they look at me and go, well, obviously that guy can't afford a haircut. Look at that shaggy motherfucker. He can't even afford a razor. He's not worth robbing at all.
Yeah. Or if you look like, basically, if you look like an artist, artists don't normally have any money.
That's true. That's true.
They'll just go after the rich dudes driving the SUVs and Hummers and shit.
Not the motherfuckers like me who are walking around.
Nope.
Looking like a dummy. Anyways, last show we called...
I like it when you make that face.
What?
No, you like close your eyes, and then you stretch your face, and you're like, anyways. It's kind of like a...
I'm...
A sophisticated... Anyways. I don't want to talk about, like, when you say that, I know what you're saying. You're saying, I don't want to talk about this anymore. You're boring the hell out of me, Rochelle. I'm going to say this to change the conversation so that our podcast doesn't suck.
Or, you know what, I could just...
No, don't do
that. What's better, that or what I did before?
Well, I just think when you say anyways, it's just like saying, shut up.
Shut up, and we're moving along, because I want to talk about something different.
Yeah, I'd rather you just say, shut up.
Rochelle, we're done talking about that thing we were talking about. Now I wish to further the conversation.
And yeah, that's better.
Talk about something else. So, last time we phoned Grapevine Chat, and I did through some various technological trickery on my mixing.
Last time Erica phoned.
Erica phoned.
You have to do the voice.
I'm not going to do the voice.
Oh, boy.
Not unless I have to. What I'm going to do this time is I'm going to phone back. Last time they gave me a 6-digit mailbox number as well as a passcode, and they did say that they would let me know within the hour whether or not I was good to go as Erica and would be allowed on this system now.
Would they let you know? They would phone you on Skype and leave you a message?
No, it would just kind of work. I don't know, like, you heard my sort of message last time, and it was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
And
you said it really fast too, so hopefully they won't be able to understand what you're saying because you're talking so fast.
Now, if I was a betting man, I would say that the chances are probably zero that they will let me pass go and collect.
$100. I think so too, because didn't you say it's like 5 days until you're 18?
No, I said I'm 18 years old and 5 days.
Oh, okay, because I thought you said I'm 18 in 5 days.
Maybe. I hope that it didn't sound like that. Anyways, we're going to give them a call back. I have the number. I did have the number here. I guess I'll have to look it up again. Do-do-do. Grape.
There's so many of these lines, too. Like, I can't remember what... Oh, was I watching TV last night? And there's another one that now I can't remember what it was called.
I'll have to phone them back.
Live chat? I don't know. And there's all those stupid ones where you, like, text something, your city, and then some sort of number on your phone. And it's so freaking expensive. It's like $1 or $2 a minute.
So I'm going to call them back. I have their number here.
Okay.
Their number again, for those who are interested in playing on their own in their own time, is, if you're in the Calgary area, women, 403-538-9999. So that is the number I'm going to call right about now. So let's try that out. All right. Now let's see what happens. So doing.
Because you're a lady.
Because I am all.
Because I'm a lady.
Because I'm all fucking woman. Right here. All right. So 403.
538-9999.
Press the little dial icon and let's see what happens.
Thank you for calling Grapevine Personals. We welcome our female callers. If you are a male caller, please hang up and call 539-9999. Thank you. There are currently
55
people on the live chat network for you to talk to.
Wow.
The winners of our February giveaway contest have been announced by leaving a message in their box from the system. Okay. If you already heard this announcement, please enter your 6-digit box number now. The Grapevine welcomes all of you. Thank you. Please enter your 4-digit box passcode now. We're sorry, but the content of your ad was not approved by the system operator. Must state your age and your 6-digit box number within the ad. Also, any blank ads, profanity, phone numbers, last names, places of work, solicitation, or any other material considered overly distasteful will also not be permitted. If you would like to re-record this ad in order to keep the same box number and passcode, press the 2 key now. Otherwise, press any other key to continue. Please choose the category that you would like your ad to appear in. Press the 1 key for casual dating and friendship.
Is that good?
Press the 2 key for phone friends. Press the 3 key for serious relationships. Or press the 4 key for a walk on the wild side. Press the 9 key to repeat these choices.
Hello. Better?
Really,
that was an invalid selection. Please try again. Please choose the category that you would like your ad to appear in. Press the 1 key for casual dating and friendships. Press the 2 key for phone friends. Press the 3 key for serious relationships. Or press the 4 key for a walk on the wild side.
I'm going to tone it down a bit.
Select an age category for your ad. Press the 1 key if you're between 18 and 22. Press the 2 key if you're between 23 and 29. Or press the 3 key if you're 30 or older. Your selected ad category is a walk on the wild side, 18 to 22. You now need to record your personal ad on the system. Please remember that there are no last names, profanity, phone numbers, places of work, or solicitation allowed in your ad. Please be sure to include your 6-digit box number and your age. Be creative and give a good description of yourself or about the person that you're looking to meet. You'll get more responses that way. Begin recording your ad after the tone. Again, please make sure that you record your age and your 6-digit box number within your ad. Press any key to end your recording.
Hi, my name is Erica. I'm a 21-year-old female living in Calgary. I really, really like to party. Why don't you chat me up at box number 121-324? We can have an awesome time. That's wicked. My name's Erica. I'm 21 years old. Box number 121-324. Do you like to party? I love to party. Woo woo!
Did you remember to say your age and your 6-digit box number within your ad? If you did not, your ad will not be approved by the system operator. If you did and you want to accept your ad as it was recorded, press the 2 key now. Great. Your ad was successfully recorded. It now needs to be approved by the Grapevine system operator before it goes live on the system. This should be done within 1 hour at the latest if you approved your ad during regular Grapevine operator hours. At all other times, please allow up to 6 hours for approval. Please note that you must log on to your voice box at least once every 3 weeks to keep it active on the system, and any messages left in your box will only remain there for a period of 2 weeks from the original time they were left. The winners of our February giveaway contest have been announced by leaving a message in the...
Enough of that. So I did record a new message, and we will see. We'll probably... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I think maybe it's because your voice sounds like it's being altered. Like, it's kind of obvious.
Was it? We'll see what happens next time.
Okay.
So, anyways.
It's too bad.
I was so looking forward to having some creepy dudes try and pick me up. But now I'm going to have to wait.
I'm just curious to hear what you'd say to these dudes.
I know.
You ever had to talk to them?
I like the party too.
So. If it doesn't work, we can always phone that one that we phoned last time, Quest. Because that one, you automatically...
Well, remember when we tried to phone them back again?
But we couldn't phone them back again because they wanted our phone number.
And we're not about to give that away.
No.
So, oh well, next time, Grapevine Personals will give you a shot and we'll see what happens. So I mentioned this a few episodes ago, but I did put up a lot of new videos of some Eurovision contenders on the TipTapTip Eurovision page. That's at tiptaptip.com/Eurovision. And I did, I remember actually even further back, I had mentioned, that, Andrew Lloyd Webber was going to be writing a song for, United Kingdom, as they have traditionally come in dead last, or if not, one of the last whenever they compete because, well, they really don't take that shit too seriously. But, Andrew Lloyd Webber does. He says, enough! Enough!
Oh yeah, he wrote, the song for the United Kingdom, right?
Yeah, he wrote a song called My Time. This one is sung by a young lady named Jade Ewan. And I will play this right now, and we'll see how it works out. And I'm playing now.
I've been down, down so long. But those days are gone now. I've got the will, I've earned the right to show you it's my time to light. It's my time, it's my time.
Shut up!
My moment, I'm not gonna let go of it. And I'll stand proud. There's nothing I'm afraid of. I'll show you what I'm made of. Show you all it's mine.
So are you liking the song, Michelle?
It sounds like Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote it.
Yeah, it sounds like
a... Yeah, it sounds like it could be a musical song.
My time now. I'll break through. I made my move.
Have you had enough, or do you want to move on?
That's a really fancy dress she's wearing.
It's all sparkly and shit.
Let's just hear a little bit more.
It's my... Oh, you want her to sing?
Yeah.
It's my time.
And my faith is strong.
Can work the computer?
Yeah.
Right. I've got the heart to reach the heights to show you.
I think they do. They
when she said, "I'll show you what I'm made of," it makes me think of the Axe commercial where the guy's made of chocolate.
Oh, fuck. That commercial, which has been playing over the last few weeks, every time Rochelle watches, she's just like, looks at me and goes, or I'm sure you think, like, why aren't you made of chocolate?
No, I know, but if you were made of chocolate,
I would be long gone.
Yeah.
I would just be
that
like
wouldn't be cool.
A couple of crumbs on the floor, and that would be that. So, going through, actually,
I want to see that because I remember you talking about the Dutch one.
Oh dear!
And how ridiculous that one is. I want to hear the Dutch one.
All right, you want? Okay, I am warning you.
The Netherlands,
the
toppers.
Yeah, the Netherlands is. They're the artists, which are.
And the song is called Shine.
The artists are called D Toppers. That's D E and then Toppers, T O P P E R S. And the song is called Shine. I warned you, Rochelle. I warned you, but you're making me do it anyways.
Whatever. Let's just hear it.
Okay, I'm just gonna get your complete reaction because you have not seen this, and I.
Right now in this world, there are so many things not right.
Now, Rochelle, if you will, describe to the listening audience what you are seeing right now.
The guy is wearing a silver jacket. It looks almost like a military type jacket, is it? With like the things hanging off of the shoulder.
Okay, I'm gonna play the video. I'm gonna turn it down so you can get
so
you can do some commentary over it, but we'll still hear the music. There are too many people. All right, so now we have another dude wearing another silver jacket, and what looks like three
dudes.
No, it looks like three women dressed up like Divine in like white wigs and white dresses, dancing behind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you turn it up a bit?
You really want me to turn this off?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just telling you. Don't forget about our world today. Let your light shine. Maybe the answer is just this simple. Look out, United Kingdom.
You keep on stopping it.
Oh, well, you're
I'm getting into it. I like it.
Well, you like it because you are Dutch.
Because I'm Dutch, and everybody's probably high when they're watching it anyway. What did he have on his glove?
You know how, like, in the movie Iron Man, like, he could shoot, like, stuff out of his hand?
Yeah, okay.
Those guys also have handguns, which they shoot lasers out of the palms of some of their hands.
Really? I didn't see a laser, though.
You haven't seen it yet. The song's only...
Goodness, that's so cool.
See what the song is called Shine, and what they're referring to is the... Michelle's making me stop fucking talking. Noise.
Yeah. So many, they can make a change. So the only thing that we have to do
is love the one we hate. It will change our for fuck's sakes. It will touch everybody's life. The whole world will be light. Really, this is the best that the entire country of the Netherlands can come up with in the entire fucking year. This is really, really, this is the best they have.
I don't know if this is the best, but this is the best that they've submitted to Eurovision, which doesn't mean that it is actually the best.
People voted for this within the Netherlands because there's within each country, they have a...
But you know what? If, for instance, if in the States, if they voted, if it was in North America, don't you think they would vote for somebody like Britney Spears, who we think is totally nasty, and we know that there are better musicians and bands.
I will say right now.
So I don't think it is the best.
Listen to me right now, Rochelle.
No.
I would rather listen to any Britney Spears song than one song by D Toppers, especially this one called Shine. I will take any Britney.
No, all I'm saying is that this is probably not the best in Holland.
Probably not the best?
Probably not.
Probably? I'm saying probably yes.
No. It is probably not the best.
Well, it's better than Greece's entry. And that's in the grand scheme of things, as far as shitty Eurovision songs.
And at least the singers can actually sing. And it's very positive. Love the one you hate.
Okay, imagine your dad in a silver suit dancing.
Ew, gross. No, that's disgusting.
Well, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing three middle-aged dudes wearing, like, a silver suit and, like, three women dressed up like Divine.
Sorry, it just really irritates me when you keep on stopping.
Okay, how about I play a different song?
I want to see the lasers.
There are no lasers. I was lying.
Oh. That's so mean.
Maybe there are. I actually haven't made it to the end of this piece of shit, so. You're not going to make me watch the rest of this, are you?
It's almost done. As long as we believe in good, each man.
As long as we believe in love. I thought Dutch people were supposed to be cool.
Yeah, but they like really tacky stuff. That is wicked.
Well, we have a winner. We have a winner, Eurovision.
Are those really drag queens, or are they like real women?
Can't tell you. Now, if there's one good thing about Eurovision shitty songs is you'll notice the actual running time of any Eurovision song is pretty much 3 minutes.
Good.
So that means if there's a shitty song, you only have to put it up for about three.
Okay, at least this one doesn't have a whole bunch of scantily clad girls shaking their booties trying to sing, but they really can't. I think that is the worst. When they think that, you know, sex is going to sell their video. What's that one?
This is actually an interesting one. This is
Switzerland.
Switzerland's entry.
It looks like a real band.
It is a real band, a band called Love Bugs, and a song called The Key. I'm not sure if this is their actual Eurovision song, but it's kind of indicative of what they sound like, so.
Indicative.
Yeah, big words, big words. Yeah, it's actually, I listened to this, it wasn't half bad, so. And we've got to wait for it to play. Yeah, like,
because like, most of them, it, you know, it's basically just singers.
Yeah, like,
and it's more about the performance.
This is like an actual band writing actual songs.
Yeah.
I don't know, their chances are they're not going to win because they tend to choose shit. But, yeah. You know, it's good to know that Switzerland kind of has its shit together when it comes to picking a band.
I want to live in Switzerland. It's supposed to be a really good country to live in.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so rich.
Because
they have all the banks.
That's true. But apparently that guy can't afford a shower because his hair is crazy.
Yeah. That's a cheap way of like getting that rock star look. You just never shower.
Man, you know, fuck, it takes me like half a day and I can get that look. Because you've seen me, like...
I know, that's because you're used to washing your hair every day. If you don't wash your hair every day, your hair gets used to it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, fuck me then. Because apparently I'm the idiot who's been washing their hair every day. Oh. And because...
Well, that's what people say. Like, once you stop showering every single day, your body doesn't produce as much odor and it doesn't produce as much oil on your scalp. The reason why your scalp produces so much oil is because you're drying your skin out by washing it and cleaning it every day.
Huh. Well, one of these weeks where...
It will take a while for your body to adjust, though. It's like, not going to happen right away. You'll be like a greasy bastard for like a month.
Well, I'm not going to do that because I do have to work with other people, all right?
Well, no, like, it will just, it will take, it will go, like, your scalp will change slowly.
Change.
What I'm trying to say.
Change, like what? From, like, a bug into a butterfly? What do you...
No, it will change from, like, a oily, greasy bastard to, like...
Silky soft, nice
silky
guy?
Silky soft, yeah. I don't wash my hair every day, and I don't have greasy hair. And my hair is the same, like, sort of texture.
Yeah, about your hair, Rochelle.
Whatever. Don't look at it today, okay?
I'm looking at it. Ow, fuck.
No.
I'm looking at it today, and I'm looking like, wow. You it's like you have pipe cleaner hair.
Shut up.
Because you stick it up, and it just does not go back down on its own.
No, you want to see something awesome?
What? What are you doing?
I'm taking out my hair, and what I did a couple days ago.
Oh, where
Friday,
you
Friday, to be exact. I put my hair in little twists with a whole bunch of gel in it, and then put it in buns, and then wore it, and then the next day I untwisted it, and it went really, like, really cool and, like, kinky looking, like, your facial expression is awesome. You're like, what the fuck? Okay, look at this.
All right, she's taking off her headphones. She's making the hair gigantic. And it's... You're gonna like... What the fuck is... You look like a fucking...
If I lived in the 80s, I would be so awesome right now.
Oh, dear. You look...
It's like Twisted Sister, hey?
Oh, my... You look like...
It's totally...
Dee Snider with like a bob.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Or else, you know what it reminds me of is that... That movie with... Cameron Diaz being John Malkovich.
Yeah, that's a good look.
This is totally being John Malkovich hair.
That's
and if you touch my hair, it's like soft and poofy like cotton.
Mm. All right. Well, great. Lucky me.
Whatever.
Guys, back off. This one's mine. All
right. It's not like it's like this every day.
No. See that ring? That means she's mine. And y'all can fuck right off.
It's totally like, almost like a fro, hey? It's yeah. Amazing.
It's amazing. All right. Here we go.
I was tempted to go to Safeway with it really poofy to see how many looks I would get from people. I decided not to.
All right, here's our favorite show. Actually, one of the ones that Rochelle's been watching over the last week or so.
Oh, no. I've just watched it once. Is this that Toddlers and Tiaras?
Toddlers and Tiaras.
I just watched it once because I heard like people were talking about it. And I'm like, that is fucked up. I need to see this because it's so fucked up.
All right. Let's play a clip.
My outfit is a one piece, believe it or not, spandex type style pantsuit.
Now, This is a clip from the episode we watched in which
she's like 60 something years old or something. Her hair is all white and she's trying to pull off the tightest, skimpiest little outfit. It just looks awful.
Now, just to back up a second, like the reason these women are dressed up is because within this show, like, you know, they have their young daughters, 5, 4, sometimes even younger, parading around looking like a bunch of whores. And do a little bit of a...
No, they look like princesses.
Little princesses.
Yeah.
And to do a little bit of a spin on things, they decide to have a pageant for the parents of these little darlings. So that's the reason why this lady here is, well...
And she's doing baton tricks.
Well, let's see how that works out for you, lady. We know. But
yeah. I feel very confident in my costume. I feel skinny. I feel very skinny.
And here... Well, how you feel and how you look are two totally different things, my dear.
Yep.
She
is judges. Our next contestant talent tonight this evening is going to be Miss Stacy Alley.
It felt really good to have my daughter here with me. But then again, as I told you before, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Rebecca. It was very intense for me. I want to know what happened to the cathedral ceilings. When I looked up, it looked like it was going to make it, and I hit the ceiling, so I left my mark. Luckily, I caught it, but it was a little bit of a stumble.
God, judges, that was Stacy Alley. Great job, Stacy.
She tried doing a spin of the baton when she was walking off the stage, and it fell.
After all that complicated shit, walking off the stage, dropping the thing.
Is this the one where the daughter's like, I think I need to teach my mom a few things?
No. Yeah, I think it must be the same episode.
Yeah, but I don't think it was her daughter. I think it was the daughter who ended up winning like the $5,000.
Yeah.
And
the one who looked like a Disney princess.
She totally looks like a Disney character. It was it's almost freaky.
That one.
Yeah.
Do we have? Oh, I guess I just not anticipate how short this clip was.
Anyways, I was looking through this People magazine, and it's all people who've actors and actresses who have passed away,
yeah,
or famous people who have passed away. And it had that clip of that the little girl who was a pageant princess or whatever.
JonBenet Ramsey?
Yeah, who was murdered, right?
Yeah, she was murdered.
Yeah. And just looking at that picture, I'm like, you know, it's fucked up.
Yeah, I guess I was telling you this when we were watching the show. The one thing more fucked up than the parents who actually bring their kids and tart their kids up for these pageants are the judges.
Oh, yeah. There's some dude judging it. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but
yeah,
that's really disgusting.
I remember also in the episode.
Because they're all girls.
Yeah. I remember that totally fucking super masculine dude who was the...
Oh, yeah. This guy, it's a married couple, and the one guy is
100% straight.
Yeah, he's married. They have kids, but he is doing the makeup for his daughter, and he's sewing her outfits and helping her daughter with her routine. And their daughter is only 3 years old.
Yeah,
this kid, this little girl, is not getting it at all. She doesn't know what the hell is going on. She doesn't know why her parents are making her do this stuff.
Yeah, he wears a baseball hat, which says, I think, pageant dad or something.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but he seemed like he was gay.
Just saying.
Yeah.
But
his wife is pretty hot.
Maybe it's some sort of marriage of convenience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Moving along. Okay, see this. Better than that thing I'm about to do. When I say moving along.
I don't feel like I'm moving.
All right. Children get first mobile phone at the average age of 8. This is, of course, coming from the Telegraph UK. So 8 being the average age, the children get cell phones in there. All right. More than a third of children, 35%, own a mobile phone by the time, by the age of 8. Charity Personal Finance Education Group discovered. Its survey also found that 3/4 of all children aged 7 to 15 own at least one mobile. I find that really odd, because...
No, I don't find that odd. I personally wouldn't do that. But.
On one hand, I can understand, because the parents do want to be in contact with their kid, their little princess, and know where they are, and, you know, tell them to come home, and this and that, but...
Yeah.
But... Knowing 8-year-old girls to, I guess, teenage girls, all they do is they run up a giant, giant fucking texting bill and talk till they're out of minutes. So. You only got your first cell phone,
I know, I was gonna say, I think I got my first cell phone when I was 27 or 28.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And the weird thing is, the thing that kind of pissed me off, to be quite frank, is Rochelle got it for herself as a birthday present to herself. Now, what I was going to do, being the good boyfriend at the time, was I was going to get her on my plan as some sort of couple's plan, as some sort of birthday present, but someone just did it anyways.
It's not like you got the phone.
I didn't get the phone, but I was going to put you on my plan and you would get your own phone with that.
But you're not with Fido anymore anyway.
Well, at the time, we could have had some super awesome couples plan, but you just had to go out and do it yourself. Literally a day before I was going to go and sort that out. I'm like, you go, look what I got, Eric. I'm like, oh, fuck me.
But you know why? I mean, I didn't plan on it at all.
No,
I was standing outside of a coffee shop and I'm like, talking to this guy, a friend of mine, and he's like, oh, do you have my number? And I had bought this little like phone book thing because I refuse to get a cell phone. I'm like, I don't need to be contacted all the time. And I still honestly don't even answer my phone really because I don't like being bothered.
It's funny because.
And then, so the reason why I got it is because I left my little phone book thing. I couldn't find it. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing writing people's phone numbers down in a little book? If I get a phone, it's basically just going to have everybody's phone numbers and I can call people.
Mm-hmm. So that.
So, and I was standing right outside the Bell store. So I just went into the Bell store.
I want a phone.
And said, I want a phone. And then I got one.
And you just like that.
Yeah. And if I would have gotten one, would you have kept the number that I had?
What do you mean?
Well, because the number that I had.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because there's a big to do when Rochelle was getting her cell phone. Because before you were on Telus, or your landline was on Telus, yeah. What you were wanting to do was to move that over to your cell phone and this big fucking thing.
Yeah. Well, between because Telus and Bell. Didn't want to lose me as a customer because it was actually my aunt and uncle's phone line, and I'm sure Telus has had that phone number for probably like at least like 30 years or something. So they really made it quite difficult to take it away.
Yeah, it took you, I think, almost a month to get that finally sorted.
Like longer.
Yeah, because I remember
longer. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big pain, but now that's over with.
Yeah.
Now you get to keep that forever and ever. And
I was actually thinking about getting a new phone, but I don't know. I just don't really care very much.
Well, if you can get one and it doesn't cost you any money, why not?
I know, but I feel like I'm being so wasteful. Because I don't need it.
Well, if you can get a phone just for the reason of getting a telephone which has a different ring on it than that stupid ring you have on right now.
Well, I can change that.
Well, do. Because it annoys the show.
Why don't you change it? I don't care what it sounds like.
Okay, I'll change
it. I don't.
I'll change it to something different.
Fine.
Okay. Okay. Stupid me. All right. Anyways, I was going to read this story, but in a nutshell, kids get cell phones young and yeah, blah, 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 blah. All right. Here's
I have a story.
Oh, you have a story, do you?
Yeah. Once upon a time, there was this guy, and his name was
Derek?
Ferrick.
Oh, yeah. I know that guy.
And Ferrick, he really liked to do stuff on his computer. And every time that he did stuff on his computer, he would print out pieces of paper. And then when he was done using the pieces of paper, he'd randomly put them in different places. And then his girlfriend who he lived with, every time she cleaned up. Stop it.
Stop what? Stop what, Rochelle? I don't know what you're talking
every
about.
Every time Rochelle cleaned the place, she would find all these stupid fucking pieces of paper everywhere.
What am I doing?
You're putting the thing down my shirt. That's not cool.
Well, it's better to do it there than leave it on like random places.
Yeah, well, that's what you do, though.
Okay. So anyway.
That's a really good story, hey?
That's the story? That's
so
it?
So the end of the story is that this guy named Ferrick, he realized that he was being really stupid and not very nice by making all these unnecessary messes. And then he decided that he would throw pieces of paper out after he was finished using with them.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because I also know that guy named Ferrick. And you know what?
Do you know what Ferrick stands for? Fuck Eric.
So I told my friend Ferrick, you know, Ferrick, whatever you do, don't marry that girl. Named Michelle? Because she does not appreciate how awesome you are.
No, you have to say something like Bushell, because that would mean bitch Rochelle.
All right. Or Cushell. You can figure that one out.
And I'm sorry, I don't really think it's funny when you joke about not marrying me. It makes me cry inside.
I'm sorry. It wasn't you. I was talking about this dummy named Ferrick.
Okay.
And Bichelle. Oh, yeah, here's a story about swimming and dying. Changing the subject.
Oh, yay.
Changing the subject in the most positive way possible.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a very bizarre story. I mean, it got more and more bizarre as it went on.
A veteran private detective says it is the strangest case he has ever encountered. He was among the first to see the surveillance video, which appears to show 41-year-old Christine Newton-John exercising.
That name again? Christine Newton-John.
Okay.
With her husband, 73-year-old James Mason, in a pool at an apartment complex in Middlefield. Mason would not leave the pool alive, dying of a heart attack, and his wife, a transgender female who changed her name to Newton-John in honor of her favorite singer, charged with reckless homicide.
Okay, Rashad.
Whoa! Okay, what?
Okay, let me explain it to you.
Transgender mutant? Is that what it said?
No. What we're saying is...
Oh, Newton, not mutant.
Christine Newton-John, formerly known as Chris something-something,
yeah,
changed her name because she wanted to sound like her favorite singer, Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, I got that.
And yeah, she killed a dude.
What you saw was a gentleman being sort of led around the pool. Initially, he was fine, but you could tell that he was getting... Very, very, he looked like somebody who had been swimming laps for hours and was kind of laying on top of the edge of the pool, but would just keep getting pushed back in the pool and led around. So it was startling to watch.
Pete Demopoulos was hired by the insurance company.
I didn't
for
see
the
that. Sorry, can we see that again?
What do you want to see?
Well, I didn't get that he was dying.
No, what happened was,
He was having a heart attack, but she kept on pushing him into the pool and
leaving him around? She would never let him out. She kept on pulling him around, making him swim in. And he wanted to get out, but she would never really let him out. She'd just keep leading him around and leading him around until he just basically, his heart gave up.
Oh, that's fucked.
Yeah, it's totally fucked.
Keep getting pushed back in the pool and led around. So it was startling to watch.
Pete Demopoulos was hired by the insurance company for the apartment complex. Christine Newton-John, who was born John Val Landingham, threatened to file a lawsuit after her husband died. The private investigator and Middlefield police were stunned when the video revealed that on 43 different occasions, James Mason tried to get out of the pool, but Newton-John would not allow him to. Then relatives told authorities that not only did James Mason have a heart condition, he was afraid of water.
Initially, you think, well, she's being extra.
Bitch! Bitch! That is
Who is the person in the wheelchair?
I don't know what's going on there.
Oh.
That is...
Because that is definitely, like, person sitting outside the wheelchair watching this. I mean, that's an accomplice, wouldn't it be?
I don't know. Maybe they were just there for a bit and they weren't there long enough to see the whole
thing. No, but there's, like, three people there.
Exercised, maybe too vigorously. But when you heard about how he was deathly afraid of water and all that, it just became more and more shocking. The more that you found out about these particular people became more shocking.
Even after James Mason suffered a heart attack and Newton-John's mother, who had been watching the couple swim, went for help, the 41-year-old kept him in the water. Paramedics tried to save him, but were unsuccessful. After watching the video, authorities concluded Christine Newton-John was responsible for the death of her husband.
As he began to sort of struggle, she continued to do this. And I'm like, this is very, very strange. And I think ultimately, I think that was her intention.
Last Thursday, Christine Newton-John pleaded...
Nasty.
Nasty.
Well, she looks better in that picture than in the other one.
Than her driver's license or whatever.
Yeah.
Was homicide. We asked the private investigator if she should have been tried for murder.
I don't know if she's going to go to a woman's prison or a man's prison. I don't know how that would work.
No!
I don't know if she got away with it. I think ultimately there had to be some sort of financial motive, which she didn't really capitalize on. So I don't think she got away with it. I just don't think it was such a tough sentence that her life is going to be forever changed. I mean, she's going to be relatively young when she gets out of prison.
And stuff happens. And no more audio. With the clip still playing, blah, blah, blah.
That's weird.
Yeah, so that's kind of weird, eh?
Yeah, but you know what? I listen to a lot of, like the... old-time radio podcasts.
Yeah.
And so many of those podcasts are about people killing other people for their inheritance.
I'm not really worth anything, so don't get any ideas.
No. I'm just saying that.
No, I'm just saying.
It doesn't really surprise me as much because I've listened to a lot of those. But usually it involves men who have gambling problems. You better never have a gambling problem.
Actually, you're lucky in the sense that I have definitely do not have a gambling problem whatsoever.
Good.
I went to Vegas.
And you don't have a drinking problem. That's good.
I like drinking, but just not during the week.
I like drinking.
I like drinking on weekends. I just not so much during the week on work nights.
That's good.
Yeah, it's like, first of all, it's a waste of alcohol.
Yeah. And second of all, it's very expensive.
It's very expensive. You know,
I think gambling would be more expensive.
It's funny because I was talking to you about this the other day. I'm like, when I go drinking on the weekend, I try and get a few drinks in at home because I know that whenever I go out drink, it's always going to be expensive, regardless of wherever you go, because drinking out generally is more expensive. Now, it got me to thinking, like, well, how do alcoholics afford to do any sort of drinking?
Well, they just drink, like, the cheapest shit.
Even if you were drinking the cheapest, even if I was buying, like, a six-pack of, like, Lucky Lager, which is...
They don't eat.
Yeah, I guess it helps too.
Yeah. Because if you eat,
it takes
away your buzz.
Yeah, I suppose. But wouldn't one get like a tolerance after a while?
Yeah, that's why you start, instead of drinking beer, you start drinking hard liquor straight out of the bottle.
And don't mix it.
Yeah.
That's the trick.
Yeah.
I'm doing it all wrong.
Haven't you ever seen it on movies?
Yeah, I guess. Just asking. Don't touch me. Stop.
I like touching the veins on your hands because when I touch them, they're like all soft. And then if I push them, then I know I'm stopping the blood flowing from that one vein.
You're killing me. You're literally.
I can feel it like boom, boom, boom.
You're killing me. Okay.
It totally just moved.
Yeah, because it's like right on my hand. And,
oh, that's gross. Yeah.
One last story before we head out of this stupid place.
Kimberly Swan has a lot of time on her hands lately, and her Facebook status explains why. About to do an interview, still unemployed, it reads. She was sacked from her...
Sad face.
...old job because she wrote online that it was boring.
I'm quite shocked. I mean, as soon as I got the news, I just couldn't believe it, really. I suppose it hit me when I first walked out the door. I just stood there and just cried. Phoned my mum to pick me up, but yeah.
Kimberly says she didn't even name the company she was working for and can't understand the reaction. But her ex-boss, Stephen Ivel, says he was disappointed and that she had to go.
We needed somewhere that we could invest time, money, and the future in, because they'd be covering for somebody going on maternity leave and then grow with the business once they've come back. So we felt it's 3 weeks in, this isn't going to work. She's not happy here.
Kimberly isn't the only one moaning online. We searched for the words bored and work and found thousands of Facebook groups dedicated to just that. And on the net...
People have no, especially younger people, people younger than myself, have no concept of anonymity on the internet. They just type in and type in and... Here's
Is that the second time you said that word in this podcast?
No, it's the first time I said indicative.
Was
the other million-dollar word
words,
I pulled up.
I don't know. I don't really understand them.
No, but what I'm sure I've mentioned this before, but like they had no sense of like you know of no sense of not letting or of back up, Eric.
It's keeping your
personal shit.
Personal shit. The minute you put anything online, even if it's there. Just on Facebook and you think it's just there for your friends, it's online. Anybody can access it.
Exactly.
You're a fucking retard.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Dumb bitch.
Do you like my big words?
Fucking retard. All right.
Oh, no, I said retarded. That's like so not cool.
Oh.
Working site Twitter, where users can give minute-by-minute updates, the same results. Seriously bored. Bored out of my mind. What's interesting is that this story has travelled around the world. Kimberly has had emails from as far afield as Nigeria and Australia.
I've had literally over 200
people have jobs in Nigeria.
On Facebook.
I'm kicking you off the show. You're done. No, I'm turning down your microphone. You're no more talking. See? I'll just do the talking for the rest of the show. Whatever. You want to be good? Want to not talk bad about people
Eric
in Nigeria?
Has all the control. Little does he know, I can just speak into your microphone.
Hey.
You retard.
Okay, I'll turn yours back up.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, boss. Sometimes I get really bored when I do our podcast.
Rochelle's Twitter. Bored at podcast. Need new co-host. This guy sucks.
I first had 400 friends, and now I've got over 800. So it's just everyone.
Whoa, really. She is so cool.
I have 800 internet friends. How many people have you actually met?
Man,
stupid.
She's got tons of cover-up on.
Kimberly's now searching for her dream job in the exciting world of media.
That's really
or
funny
fashion.
That.
So models and, dare I say, roving news reporters,
so pause it for
watch
a minute.
Out.
I just think it's really funny that it's all about like Facebook and stuff, but then when it comes to her looking for a job, she's going through the newspaper.
Oh.
Doesn't she know how to use the internet?
I think somebody told her, the producer. Said, go through the newspaper, pretend that you're looking for a job because it looks.
Oh, it's just posing.
Because, you know, you could look on a computer, but it's just not as dramatic or.
Oh, okay.
Rah.
Exciting world of media or fashion. So models and, dare I say, roving news reporters, watch out. Kimberly's back on the market.
Oh,
Sally Bidulph, ITV News, Clacton.
Watch out. Kimberly's back on the market. Oh, dear. Okay.
How do you do that?
What?
When you move all the stuff off the screen.
It's a feature called Expose.
That's really cool.
I turned it off
so
on your...
So professional.
I turned it off on your account because...
Yeah, that would just fuck me up.
Because I knew it would just freak you out. You'd be like, what the fuck's going on? Shit's flying all over the place. That's why you have your login and I have mine.
Good.
Because...
It's probably better.
Because when I'm on the computer, shit's flying all over the place. And if you did that, you'd just be like...
Because you do fancy moves.
Do this.
Whoa.
See that? It's pretty
cool. That is cool. I like it like that.
All right. But enough for that. Well.
If you want to say anything to us... You can give us a call on our voicemail. Leave us a voicemail. The number is 206-208-3918.
That's right, baby. And if you want to send us an email, you can do so. info@tipdaptip.com. What is our website, Rochelle?
You just said it.
No, I said our email address.
Oh. Well, it's just tiptaptip.com.
There you go.
Well, so you said part of it.
Yeah.
I think that we should just say, if you want to talk to us on your computer, go to
tiptaptip.com,
and you can figure it out from there.
I suppose.
Look at the boxes with the pretty pictures that say Eurovision or
Forum
and stuff.
Oh, I guess you can just do it all by yourself.
I know.
Well, all right. Good enough for me. Fair enough. All right. You've been listening to Tip Tap Tip. My name's Eric.
My name's Rochelle. Goodbye.
See you later. Bye.